That is the greatest, the most amazing mystery, that the universe is not only conscious, but becoming more conscious. The universe is awakening. Where it all goes, we couldn't possibly understand. It goes to something vast. It's like as if a grain of sand wanting to understand the earth or the universe. You can't understand. You can get glimpses of it when you step out of thinking. You can get glimpses of the vastness of it all that's unfolding, that we are part of that vastness. We are like a spark in the awakening consciousness that appears briefly. Every human, you could see, look at every human as a spark that of consciousness that briefly manifests out of that one consciousness. It comes out and then it brings back what it has learned. Not the details, but the essence of what it has learned in this incarnation. So the universe, every human life on this planet is that spark coming in. The consciousness coming. So it comes in and goes, gone. That was your life. from a more universal perspective, human life is very short. And if you could look at it from a higher perspective, a more universal perspective, you would see this planet. And you would see continuously these sparks, billions of sparks, lighting up and disappearing all over the planet. Every lighting up and disappearing is one life. There's the one underneath it all. There's the one coming again and again and again. And then it learns. It comes out. It learns. What amazing process, and you are part of that. But so it is liberating to know that, because it frees you from the delusion that all that matters is your little personal life. all the problems that fill up your personal life a few years from now, nobody will remember. Just a few years. And I like to look at old movie scenes from cities where all these people are running around the city in 1903 or 1910, and they're all gone now. And I look at this. We had a retreat last week, and I showed one of those clips, people running around the city in 1900. Hundreds of people, and now where are they? Nobody remembers their names even. And every life was on the personal level was so important. So if you get to with the transcendent dimension, it gives you a true perspective of how important the personal dimension is. Yes, you look after it. Yes, you honor it. You clean it. You make it better. But it's relatively tenuous and very fleeting. And so what a more important question than whether you have achieved so-called success on the level of form. If you have, fine, be happy. But is it going to last? Probably not, but that's okay. Either the $50 million are going to leave you or you're going to leave them.